Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This one is called The Walrus Chronicles Part 2. We're watching animal porn. In the earlier call, we claimed the scammer was sending us a walrus and decided we had to bring a walrus into this call too. It's only the second time I've ever lost it and laughed during the call, but I'm sure you'll understand why. Again, thanks to the lovely Jill for being my right-hand man in these calls. It's always more fun when you have someone to bounce ideas off. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hi. Is that Ayuri Jamaid? Jamaid?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. This is Ewan. I've had your email and I don't fully understand it.
Okay, did you send me an email?
Well, no, I've phoned you up to find out what it's about. And then I can deal with an email after that, once I understand it.
Yeah, you go to the email, it's here. You are overdue contract payment at UCR in Nigeria that we need to finalize and get back to you. And the normal, all this while, they have not been telling you the truth about the expenses before the money will get to you.
Right, and who hasn't been telling me the truth?
The former staffs of the CBN, they have not been telling our customers the truth regarding their money and what their costs.
Right.
To for the money to get to them. So they have been extorting money from them all this while.
So they've been taking money out of my account then? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, well, look. Let me explain something to you now, right? My wife and I have been having a huge, huge argument because money has been going out of my account and she has been convinced that I have been buying pornography out of it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, okay. I haven't. I haven't, and I promise you I haven't, but she is convinced that I have been buying pornography. So if I put her on the line, can you please explain to her that I have not been buying pornography with that money, but it's been stolen from these people.
Okay.
You do that to me?
Okay.
Brilliant. Let me just go get a few. Okay. Her name's Mavanwi, by the way, all right? Mavanwi, can you pick up the other line, please? There's a man to speak to you.
Why do I want to speak to anyone?
Because he's going to explain what's actually been happening.
Oh, yeah? Who is he?
Hello?
Hello, this is Mafanwi here.
Yeah. Madam, you don't need to quarrel over this and your husband is innocent of what you're accusing him of. So, it happens that some staff over here that have been so crook, they are so crook and they have been working against our customers and they have been stealing their money all these years. So what you're accusing your husband of is he's innocent of it.
You sure about this?
Yes.
I am so convinced. I saw on the bank statement this money going out to some sort of animal porn thing. Yes. And I went on there and it was full of sea life.
So please, you don't accuse him of the missing funds from your account. Some hoodlums, they are the one responsible for that, please. Okay? You need to trust your husband.
Are the hoodlums on the walrus banking site?
They are all over. They hack. They can hack your account and they can make use of your account without your knowledge.
What do they do with the walruses?
No, you have to change the code. You have to change the code with your bank, and you give your bank instruction, and you channel your alert, your phone and email. No money should be removed from your account unless you have permission.
What do I need to do internally?
I said you have to inform your account officer. So you have a code that whenever somebody tries to tamper your account, you will get their information on your phone. Before the money can be transferred, you have to give permission. Without that, nobody can transfer money from your account.
Hang on a minute. Oi, Ewan, this guy says I need to do something internally to verify something for myself.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time, would it? Yeah, so what's happening now?
Yeah, you go through the email I sent to you, and you comply as I directed.
Right.
And I will get back to you from the email.
Right. And you've explained to my wife that I have not been getting that pornography.
Yes, I told her.
Okay.
I told her.
Can you believe she thinks that I've been looking at animal porn, particularly sea life? I mean, how sick would you have to be to get turned on by watching two walruses having sex? Don't laugh. This is my life right now, okay? This is what I have to do. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Okay.
I don't think of it myself, but it does sound ridiculous. Yeah, but I'm glad we cleared that up.
Okay.
You'll be clearing more stuff up if you carry on like that.
And what I want to know now is what my wife has to do. You said she has to do something internally.
Okay. Yes, you have to work with your account officer to have a code to your account. No one can tamper your account without somebody wants to hack your account, there will be a message to your phone or email. Before any transaction can go on, you have to give a permission. Without your permission or for your wife or transaction can
go on. We have to give them permission before they can do anything internally to my wife. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if I'm perfectly honest with you, I doubt she'd give them permission anyway.
Okay.
But, you know, that's just her. So, okay, how far have we got now? She has to speak to these people to do internal things to her. I'm off the hook, hopefully, for the animal porn stuff, because I never ever did that, I promise you. That was just her mind working on these things.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so we've cleared them up. Right, I'll put you back onto her now then, and you can explain more, okay? Okay. She's still not entirely sure. She's still not 100% convinced on this. So you really, really need to convince her that I have not been doing any of that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll put her back on. Okay. Yeah, you can have the line again now.
Oh, thanks very much. So, how far can you swear that my husband is not guilty? Oh, he's gone.
Oh, okay, we're calling back. I lost it.
I know you did.
I know.
That one line just killed it.
Yeah. Okay, let's call him back. What was his number again?
Have him convince her that you're not humping walruses. say, Ewan is not humping walruses.
.com,
yeah.
I mean, that's important.
736, 736, that is. No,
otherwise, you can't possibly go on with this.
Okay, I'm going to call him back now, okay? Here we go.
All right.
It's the second time ever I've lost it during a call. But in all fairness, it was animal porn.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, we got cut off, I think.
Yeah, it's network.
Oh, right, okay. Bad network, I assume. Right, so yes, I'm going to put you back on the line to my wife, and I'd say you need to 100% convince her I'm not doing any of that stuff, okay? And then
okay.
We can deal with you. All right, let me get it again. Yeah, he's back again. Do you want to speak to this guy again?
Oh, do I have to?
Well, yes, so we can clear this up once and for all.
Like yeah, you need more than that to be cleared up, to be perfectly honest with you. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, madam. Please, I don't want you to suspect your husband. This is she's innocent of what you're accusing him of. I want you to trust your husband. You trust your husband. With one mind, you people can achieve whatever you people will achieve in life. You know? Online business is crypto, Bitcoin, all this business is a family, it uplifts families. So once you are into it, is you work together with your husband. But the way your husband said that you have been accusing him of withdrawing money from the account, and as she is telling me, he's innocent of it. I noticed that maybe some people hacked their accounts. Some people have their accounts and they are making use of their accounts. He's not the one. Please, I want you to trust your husband.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't really care, to be honest, what he's into. He can go and, I don't know, shag an otter as far as I'm concerned. I want the money, you see.
Okay.
So I want the money back because, hey, oi, you, Ewan, go and make me a cup of tea.
Yeah, 8 sugars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Listen to me. Right.
Okay.
Don't tell. He's gone out the room now. It's only me talking to you. Nobody else can hear us. And I just want to tell you that I'm thinking of leaving him.
No, you don't need to leave your husband. You don't need to leave your husband. He's innocent of this. You know, that is why I sent him that email, for him to be, for him to know about his phone that had been suspended, that had been overdue here all this while. You know? So, that is why I contacted him. Yes.
I found another man, and it's our pastor at church.
No, I don't support that, madam. You don't need to divorce your husband because of this. You don't need to divorce your husband because of this. He told you that he is innocent of this. You don't need to divorce your husband.
Well, I tell you what, you can deal with me, and then I can have the fund. And we can leave him out of it.
Please, I am begging you, don't divorce your husband. Please, if you find a way to forgive your husband and you people live together once again, that's what I told you is what you're going to do. You go to your bank and ask your account officer to put a code to your account, so that people will not tamper your account anymore. People will not tamper your account. Or you create a different account and transfer the money into a different account, which we can monitor it very well. That's the only thing, advice I will give to you. Don't divorce your husband because of this.
But the pastor's got this huge fish tank with, like, coral and fish and koi carp and goldfish and all of that in there. He's really going somewhere, this pastor. Not like my husband, who's frankly going nowhere apart from on dodgy sea life websites.
said what?
Oh, never mind. Anyway, he's coming back with a tea now. Don't tell him, all right? Don't tell him.
Okay.
Okay, just don't tell him that I told you that, because he doesn't know, all right? Oh, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, okay, there's your tea, okay?
Did you bring the biscuits?
Oh, no, I'll get the biscuits now. Hang on.
No, I'll get the biscuits.
You get the biscuits.
I'll get the biscuits.
Right, you get the biscuits. Yeah, get me the chocolate ones, okay?
I'm having them.
Get me some animal crackers while you're there. Okay, so what's happening now?
Yeah.
What did my wife say to you?
I told her not to do anything stupid, that you are innocent of this. The only thing is for you people to know how to get your bank and get a code.
Right.
Go to that account. I believe that someone hacked into your account.
Right. Do you know who I think it is?
Scammers.
Do you know who I think is hacking into your account? I think it's our pastor.
Yes.
He's a dodgy. There's something about him. Claims to be a man of God. Right? But I'm sure he's given my wife the eye.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Who's your pastor?
My pastor. I'm sure he's given my wife the eye. There's just something not right about him.
Okay, I will not advise you to divorce your wife. I just find a way to make peace with her and let her stay. So it's your wife. You make do you people have children?
Of what, sorry?
Do you people have children?
Baptism.
I said you have children with your wife.
Oh, children. No, we don't have any. We tried, but nothing happened. You know, her mother offered to help as well, you know, till I got hard. But no, it just wasn't to be.
Okay. That will not be the issue. That will not be a problem. Just find a way and calm her down. She's your wife. Just find a way to calm her down. I told her what to do. To go to the bank tomorrow and request for a code to the account so that the pastor will not get access to the account anymore.
Good. Okay? I'm glad. So it was the pastor doing it, yes?
Yes.
Right. I knew all along it was him. Now.
So just behave as if you don't know that he's the pastor. Just do it tomorrow.
So
once you get to the bank, you ask them for code to that account so that nobody will have access to the account.
So what you're telling me is that pastor has been not only hacking my account, I reckon he's also been knocking up my missus. Did she say anything at all about him to you when she spoke to you?
Oh, I did not go further asking her about her private life. No, she's a woman.
Well, I know she's a woman. Just about.
You know, the open TV. So that's what you have to do. You go to bank tomorrow and request for a code to that account.
Right,
a passcode to that account.
Right. So she definitely said nothing at all about the pastor.
Yeah.
You're absolutely sure?
No.
You wouldn't lie to me. She said nothing at all about the pastor, no?
No.
Okay, but you're a man of your word. I believe you. Now, just out of interest,
I work for your email.
Yeah. Are you?
I work for your email. Yeah.
Are you a man of God yourself?
No, I'm not a man of God.
No. Okay. No, that's fine. I say my wife is into that kind of thing. Not for me personally. You know, I don't go there. That's not my thing, you know. And I respect the fact that you said to me, it's not your thing too. Okay, I tell you what we'll do then.
Okay.
Right, we will send you an email.
Okay.
We've cleared everything up now. Hopefully, we can move on from here. I will send you an email. I'll give you a ring.
Okay.
Once I've sent it, I'll give you a ring to confirm it, okay?
Okay.
All right, no worries. I will speak to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Oh, God.
Well, that was silly.